Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.1 The Mix. How far do you go in your house to save money? People are all fired up about a money-saving suggestion online. Holy cow, they are just hitting the social media like crazy. Sounds pretty extreme, too, but maybe you go to extremes to save money. We'll tell you what this is all about coming up.
I feel like this is a hoax, just like what's going on Instagram. It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix with producer Dave.
No, Energy Star, which is part of the EPA, U.S. Department of Energy, said people should set their thermostat at 78 degrees when they're home and then 82 when they are sleeping.
During what? The summer?
During the summer. Now, right now, we kind of have a little bit of a temperature change, and we had a front come through. It's cool. But we're going to have summer for at least another month, wouldn't you say? It's still going to be warm. You're still going to have to use that AC. So could you do that? Could you set your AC at 78 when you leave the house and then 82 overnight when you sleep? That's supposedly supposed to save energy, which means your bill is going to be much lower. It's a way to save money.
Well, and I'm all about saving the money when it comes to the bill. I understand that. I'm the person that goes around that, make sure that all the lights are turned off in rooms that aren't being used.
True.
Our smoothie maker, coffee maker, I unplug that stuff when we're not using it.
You do?
Yeah, because they say there's still like...
Oh, it does.
Electric currents going through.
Oh,
right,
it does.
Right, producer Dave. But if I had the house set to 78 degrees during the day and 82 at night, I feel like my husband Eric would leave me. Because he wants it to be an ice box in our room.
Yeah. Right.
More fans, the better. The colder, the better. Producer Dave.
Well, you can always warm yourself up. You can only cool yourself down so much. You can only get naked, right? And that's the least clothes. You can always put more and more layers on to warm yourself up. And also pets. Like, pets living in a house that's going to be 80 degrees at all times, that's not good for them, I feel like, either. If you have a pet, like, my cats are panting all the time. Yeah. Not panting all the time, but, you know, they're exhausted when it's hot.
Well, but it'll help save money. Think about that. Bottom line is, whether you want to do it or not, maybe you should, it'll save you money. But that's kind of an extreme way to go ahead and save money.
We do things around the house, though, to try and save money. Like, for example, we have a dehumidifier in the basement.
Okay.
Because it can get damp. Mm-hmm. And the water that goes in there... I use that to water the plants.
Ooh.
Very good.
That's my one thing going green, I guess you could say.
Look at you go.
I mean, I don't know if it's very extreme. I know up north at our friend's cabin.
We're talking about the bathroom?
Apparently, you're not always supposed to flush.
Like if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Yeah,
and there's times I forget that they have those rules, and I'll go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and they have kids, and we have Brayson, and I think to myself, gosh, what was going on? Is someone peeing like Austin Powers?
Whoa!
There's a lot of pee in here.
Somebody needs to be hydrated. It's pretty yellow for the mellow. All right, so how far do you go in your house to save money? That's what we want to know. Do you maybe not flush the toilet and save money there? Maybe you turn the AC... up, I guess you should say, right?
Yeah, I suppose if you turn it up, it means the house doesn't have to work that hard to cool it down.
This is true, but what kind of extreme measures do you go to save money? 414-799-1099. Give us a call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.